Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Burden and Blessing Podcast. My name is Drew Nauman, and I'm going to be walking us through this segment of the Word of the Week. And this week's word is priest. Now, we previously already had prophet. If you're looking at the three offices of Christ, you have prophet, priest, and king. We talked about how the prophet is the mouthpiece of God, and his job was to proclaim both the judgments and the word of salvation from God. The priest was more focused on the interactions between God and man. For example, the offerings and the sacrifices that were supposed to take place. And the reason that this go-between, this intermediary person, had to stand between God and man is because in Scripture it's made very clear God is holy. And holy just means separate. He's perfect. He is almighty. We cannot stand in his presence. You think of Isaiah, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. Moses, when he was frightened to see God because he knew that if anyone saw God, they were dead, they were toast. So God is holy and separate. And people, also revealed quite plainly in Scripture, are unclean and sinful and miserable and decrepit. So there needs to be someone in between the that can go back and forth, because these two things cannot have any interaction. Unclean people cannot come before the holy God. So, priests. And if you're looking through Scripture, the first time a priest shows up is Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is often used as a type of Christ. His name in Hebrew literally means King of Righteousness. And Melchizedek, we're told, was a king and also a priest. Now, this didn't happen. It wasn't supposed to happen. Once the priesthood gets established by Moses and Aaron, kings were not supposed to be priests, and the vice versa was also not supposed to happen. There are also, you think of priests in the Old Testament as just being ones who served God. Not necessarily true. There were also priests that served other false gods, Baal, Beelzebub, Belial. But we're just going to be talking about the priests of the one true God. So before the Aaronic priesthood was established, the head of the household served and carried out the priestly duties. You think of Abraham and Isaac. Went up to offer Isaac. The angel stayed his hand, so they offered a ram. Jacob, you can read about it all over the place. Genesis 31, for example. Noah, after the ark found dry land. Job, he made a practice out of making offerings on behalf of his children just in case they sinned. Cain and Abel, the story starts with they are making offerings to God. So it fell to the head of the household to do this, to interact with God on behalf of their family. And then once Moses and Aaron are ordered by God to establish the Aaronic order of priests, you can read about it in Exodus 28 and 29, and then again in Leviticus 7, you have Aaron and his four sons, who were the start of this priestly line. His four sons' names were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And the priesthood was, it was separate. We talked about how the word holy means separate. It was supposed to be different than anything else that they did, any other interactions that they had. Think of, in more modern history, cathedrals. You have these people, these peasants who are living in mud huts, these farmers who would come into town, in the city or village, and they had cathedrals. And these cathedrals were massive, high vaulted ceilings, stained glass. And you think of the contrast between a peasant's everyday life walking into this cathedral, massive, mind-blowing. It kind of it said that it gave them a sense that this must be what heaven is like because it was so different. Same kind of idea with the priesthood. There were things that were prescribed that were supposed to set it apart from everything else. And one of those things was the intricacy of these sacrifices and these rituals. There were a lot of, you know, really clean linens that the priests were supposed to wear, kind of emphasizing the sanctity of the office and the importance that this person played because they were going to God on behalf of an unclean people. So their job was to interact with the holy things that were set apart for the Lord. The entire priesthood was a type of Christ. Think of Hebrews 10:12. But when this priest, that is Christ, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. So the whole priesthood, all these animals that they were sacrificing, it could not atone for a single sin that one of these people had committed. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So the whole thing got blown way out of proportion that the people thought that this was what they needed to do. They needed to make more offerings and be more holy in order to be clean and righteous in the eyes of God, when rather only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse away that spot and that stain. So the entire priesthood, Jesus is called the intercessor, the mediator, the go-between. We have an advocate with the Father. He came to be the perfect high priest for all people. And so now, today, there is no need for this intercessory priest like we had in the Old Testament. It's important when we look at the word priest to think of, well, we don't need priests anymore. They were in the Old Testament and they were important because they pointed people to Christ, to the Savior, the Messiah, who was going to come and serve as their ultimate high priest, giving that one offering for all of sin. But we today, having already have that testament of Jesus and his life and his death on the cross for our satisfactory payment for our sins, we don't need someone to go to God on our behalf because God sees us as cloaked in Jesus' righteousness. We are kings and priests because of his blood shed for us. And that's priests. We don't need priests anymore because God has given us his perfect Son who became our one and only needed intermediary for all time. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you are edified by our time together, and we hope to speak with you again soon.